In this bulletin, Victoria records 4 new COVID-19 infections. The US to give surplus vaccine doses to COVAX. And in sport, world number one Ash Barty injured in the second round of the French Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomalos. Victoria has recorded 4 new cases of locally acquired COVID-19 infections, bringing the total number of cases in the current outbreak to 64. 3 people are currently in hospital, 2 for precautionary reasons. Health Minister Martin Foley says 3 of the new cases are members of a family linked to the West Melbourne outbreak, 2 parents and a grade 5 aged child.
We have an indeterminate result on another child, and we are currently investigating the nature of that case today. The remaining case for today, is a primary close contact of an existing case, and they were in quarantine during their infectious period.
The Victorian government says work to create a purpose-built quarantine facility in the state is already underway after the Commonwealth approved the plan and agreed to fund construction late yesterday. The state government has received expressions of interest, and acting Victorian Premier James Molino says design and planning work has begun. He says the Commonwealth is yet to decide if the facility will be located in Mickleham or Avalon.
This is a priority for both governments. We'll work with the Commonwealth in terms of if there's any way that we can fast track all of the planning processes. We want to get construction happening as soon as possible. We want to get this open as soon as possible. So I'm very, very pleased that we've reached this agreement.
COVID-19 restrictions have eased in regional Victoria, with people able to leave their home for any reason, while Melbourne remains in lockdown for another week. Students in year 11 and 12 can now return to the classroom, and the distance people can travel from their homes has expanded to 10 kilometres. From today, Victorians must check in at all retail stores, including supermarkets and cafes. Acting Premier James Molino says businesses that ignore QR code rules face fines of up to $1,600.
We've got authorised officers who'll be visiting retail outlets, for example, Victoria Police conducting spot checks. There's a reason why we need to have those enforcements, and if necessary, fines will be issued.
The US is to donate 19 million surplus doses of its COVID-19 vaccine supply to COVAX. The donation is in addition to 60 million doses the US already planned to give to other countries. 6 million doses will go to Latin America and the Caribbean, about 7 million to South and Southeast Asia, and roughly 5 million to Africa. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Seance says the US will also lift some restrictions to allow other countries to buy American-made supplies for vaccine production more easily.
We're removing the DPA priority ratings for AstraZeneca, Novavax, and Sanofi. While the manufacturers will continue to make these 3 vaccines, this action will allow US-based companies that supply these vaccine manufacturers to make their own decisions on which orders to fulfill first.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has branded a coalition of parties that have united in a bid to unseat him dangerous. The leader of the centrist opposition Yesh Atid party, Yair Lapid, announced yesterday he had formed a coalition with 8 parties from an array of political camps. Under the deal, nationalist Naftali Bennett would welcome Prime Minister and hand over the post to Mr. Lapid in about 2 years. The government still needs to be approved by a parliamentary vote, but that could be some days off. In a social media attack, Mr. Netanyahu has called on legislators to oppose the coalition.
We have signed a far-reaching offer, an offer that will prevent the establishment of a dangerous left-wing government and will ensure the establishment of a strong and stable right-wing government for many years.
In tennis, women's world number one Ash Barty has exited the French Open in the second round injured. She was trailing 6-1, 2-all when she retired from her match against Poland's Magda Linette. Barty says she first felt the injury during training. Fellow Australian Astra Sharma is also out of the tournament. She was beaten by Tunisian Ons Jabeur 6-2, 6-4. See what the weather's doing for you around the country. Mostly sunny in Perth and 21 in Adelaide, a morning shower or 2:17. 14 for Melbourne, showers clearing in Hobart, a possible early shower in 11. Morning fog 15 in Canberra. In Wollongong, a late shower or 2:21. Similar conditions 20 in Sydney. In Newcastle, much the same, 21 degrees. In Brisbane, mostly sunny in 23. Also sunny in Cairns, 28. And sunny as well in Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.